Today's shiur is a Masechta Ksubos, beginning with the new perik, Elu Naris, at the top of Daf Chavtes Amid Aleph. Before we begin the actual Mishnah, let us begin with a small Hagdama. Our perik will be discussing the dinim of Ones and Mifate. Ones is someone who forces himself upon another woman, he violates her. And a mefater is someone who seduces a woman. And for each avera, there is a parsha in the Torah. For the onus, it's in Dvorim, Perichov Beis, Pasuk, Chav Ches, and Chav Tes. And for mefater, it's in Shmois, Perichov Beis, Psukim, Tez Vav, and Tez Zayin. They have some similar dinim and some dinim that are not the same. Let us see the psukim inside. We begin with onus. Ki yimtza ish nara psula, asher lo yarasa. If somebody finds a woman, a girl who is a psula, she is a virgin, and she, asher lo yarasa, she has not become engaged, usfas of a shachavima, and he will force himself upon her and have relations with her, v'nimtso, they will be found, v'nasen ha'ish ha'shachavima la'vi hanara chamishim kosev. So the halacha is that he has to give 50 kosev to the father, and we'll see in the Gemara it's 50 shkolim. Veloy seal isha, and if she wants, and the father wants, then he is obligated to marry her. Tachas asher ina, because he violated her. La yuchal shalcha kol yom, if he's not allowed to divorce her against her will. In addition to the fine of chamishim kesev, he has to pay for her tsar, for her pain, her busha, her humiliation, and her depreciation. And then we have the din of mefate. V'chi yifate ish psula asher lo yarasa. If somebody seduces a virgin who, again, was not mu'uresa, she was not engaged to anyone. V'shachav ima, moyer yimarenu lo yisha. So he should make a marriage settlement with her. If the father does not want to give her to him as a wife, then he has to give a kesev of shkolim, and the Gemara is going to make a gzeir shava, and going to learn oinus from mefata, mefata from oinus, that by both there is an obligation to pay 50 shkolim of kesev. So in the case of Mefata, he, besides paying the 50 shkolim, he has to also pay for her busha and her pchas, her depreciation and her humiliation. He does not pay for her tsar, because in the case of where he seduced her, there is no pain. And if he marries her, he's not obligated to pay this. But if he refuses to marry her, or if the girl or the father refuse him, then he has to pay the 50 shkolim. If he does marry her, he doesn't have to pay the fine. And however, in that case, he has to write a ksuba, as all psulos are entitled to 50 shkolim, 200 mana that the Torah provides for. And in the case of a mefata, he is permitted to subsequently divorce her. Those are the basic halachas of an einus of mefata. Now begins our perik. Eilu narish yesh lan knas. The mission is going to define three sugim, three types of women who will receive knas. And what's interesting is that the Mishnah doesn't discuss kosher women. The Mishnah discusses various psulim and other categories, and the Gemara will ask about this, and the Gemara will say that kshayros is a given. The Mishnah is coming to find out what psulois are will receive knas. So these are the nairos. We have a ktana, a naira, and a boigeris. A ktana is from birth until the age of 12 and a day, when she becomes a naira if she brings simone nairos, which are basaris, two pubic hairs, and nairos lasts until she becomes a boigeris at the age of 12 and a half. As Rashi points out, the first Rashi, that the halacha of knas, which we have been discussing, oinus and mefata, is only, as the pasuk says, a naira psula. a virgin Naira, which is from the time that she brings the Shtei Saris until she becomes Abogeres, which is 6 months between Naris and Bagras. But a Ktana and Abogeres do not receive any Knas, according to the Tana of our Mishnah. We'll see in the Gemara that there is a Machlokas concerning this aspect, if a Ktana above 3 years and a day would receive Knas or not. So, Elu Nairis, these are the Nairis, Sheyesh Lahan Knas, that receive Knas, as Rashi says on the third line, Im Ansa Adam, if a person was Ma'anis them, Nais Lavi, he gives her father Chamishim Kesev, as the Pasuk says, which we have quoted before in Dvorim Chavbeis, V'nasna Yesha Shaychev. The Pnei Yeshua wants to know why Rashi made the case of our Mishnah specifically speaking about Oinus. What about by Mefata? The Pnei Yeshua gives a number of Terutzim. One of his Terutzim is that Rashi felt our Mishnah could not be speaking about Mefata, where he seduced her, because in the next case of the Mishnah, in the second case, we're going to have Giyoris and a Shifcha. And by Giyoris and Shifcha, the money cannot go to the father because the fathers are Goyim. And it can't go to the Nara either, because since she was seduced and she agreed to it, she would herself not get the Knas. By Mefata, the one who gets the Knas is always the father, and here we can't give it to the father. So since the Mishnah is going to tell us a case where a Giyoris and a Shifcha receive Knas, that's why Rashi understood that the case here must be speaking about an Oinus and not a case of a Mefata. But Einachanami, wherever in our Mishnah Mefata would apply, there would be Knas to be given to the father, Einachanami, the same din would apply to Mefata. And now the Mishnah starts the first category. Habo ala Mamzeres v'ala Nesina v'ala Kosis. We're going to begin with Narois who are psulois, and there is an Isser Lav. They're not possible that they would receive Kores if someone had a relation with them, but rather there is an Isser Lav, like the first case, a Mamzeres to a Yisrael. So if a Yisrael was Ma'anes a Mamzeres, although there would be an Isser for him to marry that Mamzeres, and the mitzvah of Veloy Seal Isha would not apply, as we will see on Amud Beis, yet there is Knas. That's the Chiddush of the first group in our Mishnah. And the same thing applies to a Nesina. What is a Nesina? Let us see the Rashi inside. Nesina, mina gevoinim. They were from the gevoinim. Vehi asur lekol. Why is she usher to come into the call? The David gozer aleim. David was gozer on them. Kedamrinu b'yavamis. Why are they called Nesinim? Why are the gevoinim called Nesinim? Valshem v'yitnim Yeshua choyt ve'etz m'shoy v'mayim korle Nesinim. Since the gevoinim were given over by Yeshua to call Yisrael to be choppers of wood and fetchers of water. So from the word vayitnim, Rashi says that's why they got the name Nesinim. As we know, as it's related in Tanakh, that the Gevoinim came to Yeshua, they were from the Knanim, and they were supposed to be wiped out. When they saw what happened to Yericho and Ai, they pretended as if they dressed up as if they were coming from a distant land, and they wanted to make a treaty with Yeshua and the Zakenim, and they were able to fool Yeshua, and a treaty was made, and a Shvua was taken by the Zakenim, and the Gevoinim had a Bris Mila, and they had a Geiris to Yahadis. But then the trick that they played on, that they pulled off against Klal Yisrael, was discovered, and in order to avoid a Chil Hashem, Yeshua said, we're going to honor the treaty. However, we're not going to kill them out. But Vayitnam Yeshua by Yamahu Chait Ve'etz Meshoy Ve'mayim. Now later, we find that David HaMelech, as Rashi brings down, made an Isser to marry them. So according to Rashi, this Isser against the Gevoinim is only Midrabbanan. Yeshua had made an Isser to intermarry with them, but that was only Bizman that the base of Mikdash was standing. David's Isser against the Gevoinim, according to Rashi Shita, was forever. But it's only Midrabbanan. Tosfos disagrees in Divrei Amaskel Elu Naris, and Taisa says that the Isser to marry Givoinim is Minatira. There's an Isser Loises Chatan Bum. What David did is to make them forever slaves to the Jewish people. So David increased their avdus, but he did not increase the Isser. The Isser is an Isser Daraisa Loises Chatan Bum. Other Rishonim say that the first generation there was an Isser Midaraisa. In subsequent generations, it was only an Isser Midarabonin. The next case, Vala Kusis, again we have a machlog between Rashi and Taisus. Rashi says that this is going according to Mandiomer, who says, Geri Aroyasein. Who were the Kusim? They were brought in when Sancheirev exiled the Jews, the Aseres HaShvatim. He brought in their stead, he brought in the Kusim, and they became Gerim. And there's a big machlokas we find many times in Shas, whether they were Geri Emes, they were true Gerim, or they were Geri Arois. They only became Gerim because they saw lions, and they were afraid of getting devoured by the lions, and that frightened them. They thought, since we're doing things against the religion of the Jews, therefore the lions are being sent to attack us, and out of fear they became Gerim, but it was not a real Geris. They still held on to their pagan beliefs, and this Mandiomer holds that they're not real Gerim. So Rashi says that our Mishnah here is going according to the Mandiomer Geri Arayasein. Why does Rashi go with that opinion? Why can't it be according to Mandiomer Geri Emes? Because if they were true Gerim, then what's the Chiddush? Of course they received Knas. They're bona fide Jews. That's why Rashi thought here we're speaking about according to Mandiomer Geri Arayas. Taisus and Divrei Amaskel Vala Kusis brings Rashi's pshat down, and he has difficulty with it. And the Rabbeinu Yitzchok ben Rabbeinu Meir, in the third line of the second Taisus on the Daf Vala Kusis, he doesn't like this pshat because he says, according to Rashi, if it's going according to Mandiomer Geri Arayas, avoid they are full fledged goyim. And he brings the Gemara earlier on Daf Yud Aleph in this Masechta, which says that avoid is kechavim ain lo knas, she doesn't receive knas. So it's difficult on Rashi. Therefore, Tosfos learns that it's going according to Mandiomer Geri Emes. Then Tosfos asks, if it's going according to Mandiomer Geri Emes, so they're full-fledged Jews, what's the Chiddush? Tosfos answers that I would have thought that there still should be a separation between them and us, that the other Jews should not mix together with them. Kamash Malan, no, they receive Knas, and we don't want the Chote to be Nisker. We don't want him to gain. And therefore, he must pay the Knas here. We have to answer, according to Rashi, that even though they're considered Goyim, perhaps also the Chiddush would be that it should not be Chote Nisker. But the Tosfos Yeshanim here in Ois Aleph says that this itself, according to Tosfos, is the Chiddush that they are Geri Emes Ein. That itself is the Chiddush of our Mishnah, that they're not Geri Arayis, they are Geri Emes, and therefore they receive Knas like any other bona fide Jewish girl would receive Knas. I have a question here which I didn't see anyone ask. And the question is, if Taisus has a problem with Rashi by Kusis, because if their Geri Arayis asks Taisus, then they're Goyim, and a Goy doesn't get Knas, then by Nesina, when Taisus says that a Nosin is Midaraisa, also to come into Klal Yisrael because of Loises Chatenbom, so we have the same question. How could a Nesina receive Knas? She's a goy, and a goy doesn't receive knas. The same question that Tosfos has on Rashi by Kusis, if Geri Arayis, and we could ask on the previous Tosfos by Nesina, that if Nesina, the Isser is Altsloises Chatenbom, so they're a goyim, and goyim don't receive knas. If anyone has an answer to this question, please email me at grossman@ou.org. Continues the next part of the Mishnah. Now we are speaking about a second category. Habo al agiyoris v'al ashvuyah v'al ashivcha sheniftuv shenizgaruv shenishdachru pechusayt mibnoi shol shonim v'yom echad. If someone was ma'anes a giyoris, a convert, or Valashvuya, or on someone who was a Jewish girl who was in captivity, or a Shifcha, a maidservant, who was freed. And it's interesting, the next part of the Mishnah doesn't go in the same order. Hagiyoris, Vashuya, Vashifcha, and then it says Sheniftu, Vishenizgairu, Vishenishtacharu. It should have been Shenizgairu, Vishenishtacharu, Visheniftu, Vishenishtacharu. If it's following the sequence of Giyoris, Shuya, and Shifcha, it should have first put Shenizgairu first. So the order, for some reason, is not the same as the three cases that are mentioned. But the bottom line is that although in all of these three cases we assume that they had relations with a goy before they became a geyrus, before they were freed from captivity, before they were freed from slavery, but and then they would be a bula. And the halacha is that the knas is only given to a naira who's a psula, and they are bu'ulais. But here it's speaking about p'chusais, mibnoi shal shom yomechad, less than 3 years in a day, that even if she had relations with a goy, the psula, Rashi says, would be chayzerin, would come back, and therefore she's still considered a psula, and therefore in this second category, the second group, they too would receive knas. The third and final grouping of our Mishnah concerns chayvei krisis, that if he was ma'anis a chayv koris, even there is a halacha that he has to pay knas, and we don't say by chayv koris, as Rashi points out, kam lei b'rabim nei. That's going to be a sugya further in our perek, that when there are two oinshim, a harder oinish and a easier oinish for the same avera, we say that we only give the perpetrator the harder oinish and not the easier one. So if you have here an iser, a relationship of koris plus mumen, you would only give the koris and not the by misa and mumen, we would say kam lei b'ravne. You only give the misa and not the mumen. However, by chayv krisis, we don't say kam lei b'ravne. So even though for this illicit relationship there's a chiv koris, yet the Mishnah is Mechadish, that even not only by a lav, like Mamzeres, Nesin, and Kusis, but even by Chayve Krisis, there is still a Chi of Knas. If it would be Chayve Mis Bezdin, then Ein Echanami, it would be Eishis Ish, where it's Chayve Mis Bezdin, Chenik, then Ein Echanami, there would be no Knas, says the Mishnah. Habo Alachoyse, somebody has relations, he was Ma'anis, his sister. Va'alachoyse Oviv, or his father's sister, his aunt. Va'alachoyse Imo, his mother's sister. Va'alachois ishtoi, or the sister of his wife. So there's an iser when his wife is alive, even if he divorced his wife, to marry his wife's sister. But after his wife dies, she does become permitted. So if, while his wife was alive, he was ma'anis lachois ishtoi, on that there is a chi, of course. And the next case, Val Eishes Achiv, or on his brother's wife, says Rashi, Sheniskacheloi la'achiv, Vigirsha, Shein Bamisa la'koris, that the brother was engaged to her, she was a murasa, but he divorced her from Erison. And in this case, there is no Misa, there is only a Chi of Koris. Now, Rashi does not say that this brother married her, because she would be a ba'ula then, there'd be no knas. It has to be speaking about where the brother divorced her, because if there was no gerushin, then if there was erusin, she's a naira marasa, naira marasa is skila, skila is no knas. And also, it can't be speaking about that the brother died, because if he died without children, there would be a mitzvah of yibum, and then again there would be no knas. So it has to be speaking about in the exact case that Rashi says, the brother's still alive, he was mekadesh, this woman, and he didn't have bia with the woman, and he then divorced her, and on that, the halach is, there's a chi of chorus for the other brother, and yet there is knas. Val Eishas, continues the Mishnah, Val Eishas Achiyoviv, or the father's brother's wife, which Rashi says again, is speaking about, there was Erison and Gerishin, and there was no Bia, there was no Nesuin. Va'al anida, or on anida, there's a chiyuv koras as well. So all of these cases in the third category, yesh lam knas, they have knas, af pishem ba koras, even though they get koras, ein bohem mises bezdin. There's no mises bezdin. If there would be mises bezdin, as we said before, it would be kamle b'rabne de rino knas. Here it's only koras. By koras, there is both koras, and they have to give the father of the nara the chamishim kesef. Ask the Gemara, hani naras psulas es luknas, you're telling me in the Mishnah that naras that are pasul have knas, ksheris loy, and the kosher ones who are not pasul, they don't get knas. Of course they get knas also. What's the meaning of our Mishnah? The Gemara answers, hachi kamar, this is what the Mishnah meant. Eilu naras psulas sheish lam knas. Of course ksheris get. We want to know which naras psulas get knas, because not every... Not all of the Naras Pulis get Knas. The ones that have a Chi of Mises Bezdin do not get Knas. And the answer on that is, which ones get Knas? Habala Mamzeres Valnasina Valakustis, because there's only a Chai Vlavin, and they get Knas. Continues the Gemara, you said Eilu Naras, which would indicate Nara in Ketana Loi, that a Ketana does not get Knas. Mantana, who is the Tana that holds that a Ketana does not get Knas? Rabbi Yudah, Rav, Rav Meir, he just goes according to Rav Meir, the son who learned in the Braisa, Tana Mibas Yoyim Echad, a Tana from one day old, Vachatavi Shte Saras, until she brings the simonim of a Nairus to Saras, and she's 12 years and a day, Yeshla Mecher, the father has permission, he has the schus, as Rashi says, to sell her into servitude, to be a Shivcha, the Engla Knas, according to Rav Meir, there is no knas until she becomes a naira. Umishatavi shtei saris. And once she brings the two saris, va'achati bogar, until she becomes 12 and a half, then yesh la knas v'ein la mecher. Then there, the father gets the knas in case someone was ma'anis or mefat to her. But v'ein la mecher, he has no right to sell her. And how do we know that? Rashi says from Gemara and Erech and the Chav Tesem Abeis from a Kav V'Chaymer. Because even if she was sold as a ktana, there are many ways for her to go to freedom. If she's 6 years there, she goes into freedom, unless she's redeemed earlier. If her Adon, the master, or his son marries her, she goes to freedom. If her master dies, she goes. If the Yovel comes, she goes. But finally, if she becomes a Naira, let's say she was sold at 10 years old, when she becomes 12 years and a day, which day Cyrus, so she goes out, even though she didn't even serve the 6 normal years. So, kal v'chaymer, if she goes out once she's sold as a ketana, so for sure that she cannot be sold as a naira. Once she becomes a naira, she cannot be sold as a shifcha. Divri Rav Meir, this is the opinion of Rav Meir. Shehoya Rav Meir, I mean, Rav Meir used to say, kol mokim sheish mecher ein knas, kol mokim sheish knas ein mecher. According to Rav Meir, nothing overlaps. At the time when the father is able to sell her, which is the time of Ketana until 12 years and a day and Shtei Sairos, then he could sell her, but he gets no Knas. At the time from 12 years and a day and Simoni Nairos, when he gets Knas, then he doesn't have the right to sell her. The Chachamim, Oimrim, the Chachamim say there is an overlap. Ketana Mibashol Hashom V'yom Echad V'achati B'ogar Yeshua Knas. A Ketana also gets Knas. It's not Eilu Nairus like Reb Meir says. It's a Ketana also, if somebody is Ma'anis or Mefater, there would be Knas. From 3 years in a day, Rashi says, less than 3 years in a day, she's not Roy to be it. That's not called a Bia. So the Chi of violating a Psula is only when the B is considered a Bia, which is from 3 years in a day. And from then, until she becomes a Begaris, there is Knas. So the Gemara immediately asks, Knas in Mecheloi? Are you telling me that the father only gets Knas, but he doesn't have a right to sell her? Of course, the father has a right, which is said, Beferish in the Torah, that he could sell his daughter as a Shifcho. So what do you mean? Ema, says the Gemara, as we turn to Daf Chav Tesem Beis, Af Knas B'makom Mecher. What the Chachamim mean to say is that even when he's allowed to sell her, at the same time, there's an overlap. He can get knas as well. Of course, he can sell her, but there is an overlap that he gets mecher. So it comes out the way Rashi explains it, that from 1 day old until 3 years in a day, then there is mecher. There's no knas because the bee is not considered a bee. From 3 years in a day until 12 years in a day, when she brings the saros, there is mecher. And there is also knas. There is an overlap. Not like Rav Meir, who said that when you have knas, you don't have mecher. When you have mecher, you don't have knas. There is no overlap. According to the Chacham, during that period, from 3 years in a day until 12 years in a day, hevi shtei saris, there is an overlap. There's both mecher and knas. And however, from 12 years and a day, from nairis till bagrus, then there is only knas, and there is no mecher. So our Mishnah, it says, Elu Nairis, and Naktana is going according to Rav Meir, not according to Chacham. Now the Gemara asks a question on our Mishnah, as Rashi explains. Vahani b'nei knasa ninu. Why do you say that a mamzer, or a nas nor a kusis, receive knas, or for that matter, the ones who were ma'anis a chayve krisis receive knas, v'amai ikri kan, v'loi sili isha. Why don't we say that the following pasuk applies, it says by an anusa, v'loi sili isha, that he has to marry her if the father and the daughter want to marry the ma'anis, he has to marry her. And we learn out, isha haruya loy. It has to be a woman who's able to get married, a proper woman who's not a pusil. So l'chayra, he cannot marry her. We'll see later in the Gemara Machloikas, does it mean that the Kedushin are not typhus? Or does it mean even if they're typhus, but he can't keep her, he has to divorce her? But it means that it's someone who's fitting for him to stay married to. And that doesn't apply here. And as the Gemara later in Daf Mem will tell us, that we don't say here the assay of Loi Sealisha should be doichel, let's say the law of Mamzeris. The Gemara says, E Amrat Loi Be'ina, there would be no assay. She always has a way out by Anusa to say, I don't want to be married to him, there would be no assay. There's various pshatim there in the Rishonim, why exactly you wouldn't say assay doichelois in such case, Ayin Shum. But there is no assay doichelois assay. So, since it's not Isha Ruilos, and you can't marry her, so then there shouldn't be Knas either. That's the Gemara's Kasha. Amrish Lakish, no. Although there's a problem with the marriage, but yet there will be Knas. How do I know it? I know it in the following way. Because concerning an Anusa, the Pasuk says, there are two Psukim. Dvorim Chav Beis Chav Ches, and Dvorim Chav Beis Chav Tes. Ki Motze Ish Nara Psula Shaloy Ayraso Sfas V'shachav Yimav Nimtso. So it said over there already the word Nara one time. And then in the Pasuk Chav Tes, it says, V'nasun isha shachivim la'vi ha-nara chamishim kesev lo'i sil isha. So it says it again, la'vi ha-nara. It could have said, as Rashi points out, la'viya. So we have the first Nara, and then we have in the subsequent Pasuk, we have ha-nara, when it could have said aviya. So the Gemara says there's really two words that are extra. There's a second Nara, and the hey, the Nara, I'll also treat as an extra word, which you didn't have to say. And in Mela, I have three Lamudim. Resh Lakish says, Nara, Nara, Hanara. Chad Lugufei, the first Nara I need for a regular Kshera that she receives Knas, for the Etzim Din that a Ma'anis has to pay to 50 Shkolim. The Chad Lasuye Chayvelavin, there's an extra Nara to include Chayvelavin, the Chad Lasuye Chayvekrisis. And there's another Hanara to include Chayvekrisis that there is still a Chi of Knas. Rapapa, or he learns it from a different way. We find by Mefute that it says, V'chiyifate ish besula shaloya rasa v'shachav imam, or yimaren aloy leisha, and then the following pasuk in Shmoyes Chavbeis Tez. Zion says, "Imoin imoin avilasita loy kesev yishkal kimayer hapsulois." So again, we have a similar drasha. We have in pasuk of tezvav, we have besula. In pasuk tezayin, we have habesulois. And as Rashi says, it could have just said kesev yishkal kimayer, and we would know it's referring to the ksuba. He has to give 50 shkolim, which is 200 mana, as one gives to a psula, as a payment, if there is no marriage. If there is a marriage, he gives a ksuba of 50 shkolim, and if there is no marriage, he gives a fine of 50 shkalim, but it didn't have to say the word habsulais. So again, Rapapa Amar, we have besula, the first besula of Pasuk Tezvav, and then we have psulais, habsulais of Pasuk Tezayin, which are considered like the word besulais is extra, and the hay of besulais is extra. Again, we have two additional lamudim. So I learned the same thing. Chad legufei, the first one is to tell me the din of mefata, the chad lasuye chai v'lavin, and the additional besulais is to include even chai v'lavin, receive knas, the chad lasuye chai v'krisa, and the habsulais adds another limit that even the psul of chai v'krisa receives knas. Ask the Gemara, Rapapa, my time alarm of Rish Lakish, Rapapa, who learned it from habsulais, why didn't he learn it like Rish Lakish from Hanara? The Gemara answers, he needs Hanara for Abayit. Amar Abayit, Baal, Leo Mesa. What happens if he was Manas, a girl, and then she died? Does he have to pay the Chamishim Shkolim to the father? No, he's Pater Shnemer. Because the Pasuk says, V'nasan lavi Hanara, lavi Nara, v'loy lavi Mesa. So we say, the Pasuk is telling you, Hanara, that girl who's alive, but if she's dead, she's no longer existing as that girl, there is no knas in that case. So that he uses the Hanara for this limit. The Gemara asks Rish Lakish, my time alone, Rapapa. Rish Lakish, who learns from Hanara, why didn't he learn like Rapapa from Hapsulais? The Gemara answers, that he needs for Xer Shava. The sign we learned in the Brisa. What we're going to use Xeris Shavu for is the following. Because by Oinus, it says he has to pay Chamishim Kesef, but it doesn't say the denomination. By Mefata, it says the denomination Kesef Yishkol, which is Shkolim, but it doesn't say how much Kesef. And since by both Oinus and Mefata, there is a common word, Bisula, in Dvorim Chav Beis Pasuk Chav Ches, it says Ki Yimtza Ish Naira Bisula, and in Shmois Chav Beis Pasuk Tezvav, it says V'chi Yifata Ish Psula. So I make a Gzera Shava Psula Psula, that I learned the Shkolim of Mefata go to the Oynis, and the Chamishim of the Oynis go to the Mefata Kesef Yish Desanya Kesef Yishkol Kemoyer Hapsulois. He should give out Shkolim like the payment that is given, like the marriage document of Iksubit, that's given to the Psulais. So I say, Sheyehezeh Kemoira Psulais. The din of Mefate should be the same halacha as the Moira Psulais, as we find payment by the Psulais, by an Oinus. Moira Psulais Kazeh. And the Moir Apsulois by an Oynes should be the same as Mefata. So we learn through the Xer Shava Psula Psula, we learn that the Chamishim of Oynes goes to the Kesev Yishkol of the Mefata, and the Shkolim of Kesev Yishkol, the denomination, goes to the Chamishim. And by both, he has to pay Chamishim Shkolim Kesev. So that's what I need the limit of Habesulois for. Freid Gemara, Resh Lakish Namim Boilelik Abaya. Resh Lakish, who learns it all out from Hanara, what does he do with Abaya? Abaya says that you don't give it for a Mesa, so he needs that limit also. For Rapapa Namim Boilelik Zer Shava, and Rapapa, who learns it out that Lavin, Chavi Lavin, Chavi Krisis receive Knas, he needs it also for Zer Shava of Mefata Toinis, that you give Chamishim Shkalim Kesef. El Gemara says a whole new limit. Shita Kroy Ksivi. There are six psukim. Why? Because by Oynes you have Nara, Nara, Hanara. That's three. By Mefata you have Besula, Psulis, Habsulis. That's another three is six. So I learned the following. Trele Gufayu. I have two limudim. One for the actual Iker Din of Oynes and the Iker Din of Mefata. Chadliket Abaya, one of the six lamudim I learned for Abaya's din of Hanara, that she has to be alive, otherwise there's no knas. The Chadlik Zereshava, because the halacha is you can only make Zereshava if it's extra, at least from one side of the equation, from one side of the Zereshava. So one of these six, I'm going to say, is extra to make Zereshava so that I can learn psula from psula, and I could learn mefata from oinus and oinus back from mefata, that each one has chamishim shkolim of kesef. So if I used up all the other four, I have left two from the six. And then I say, one of the six lemudim will be to add chavilavin, that they receive knas, and one is to add chavikrisis, that they as well receive knas. And the Gemara says, when I'm saying that chavilavin receive knas, this will exclude our Tana of our Mishnah, which says that a mamzeres or a choisei chavikrisis receives knas. That is mamayit from the following Tana, the son, you will learn from Brisa. Loi Sieli, Shoda Torah says that by a ma'anes, that the anusa must be his wife. And the Torah uses the word Sia, so we're going to have a machloikis, what the word Sia means, between Shimon HaTemani and Rav Shimon ben Menasya. Shimon HaTemani, Oimer Isha Sheesh Bravaya, that you can only marry, you only have to pay knas to a woman that you can fulfill the loisi elisha, someone that you can have an avai with, someone that you can have kedushin with. You only have to pay knas if kedushin are taifsin in this woman. But once kedushin are taifsin, that the kedushin go into effect, even though subsequently you're going to have to divorce this woman and you're not going to be able to stay with her, but that's enough for the loisi elisha to be niskayim, to fulfill that prerequisite, and that will obligate the chi of knas. Rav Shimon ben Nasi Aymer, no. The word siya is not just that you are able to have your kedushin go into effect, but it has to be isha haruya lekaima. It has to be a woman that you could stay married with for the rest of your life. My benai, what will be the difference in learning the word siya, yeshba vaya, like Shimon HaTemani said, or isha haruya lekaima, like Rav Shimon ben Nasi said? The difference will be in the first case in our Mishnah of a Mamzeres and a Sina. Why? Because Mamzeres and a Sina are Chai V'Lavin. And the Gemara is now going that Kedushin are Typhus B'Chai V'Lavin. The child of such a relationship is not a Mamzer. And this is an equation. Whenever Kedushin are Typhsin, if the Kedushin go into effect, the product of that Kedushin will not be a Mamzer. If Kedushin are not typhus, then the product of that relationship will be a mamzer. So Rav Zeira said, mamzer, a Yisrael to marry a mamzeris, or to marry a Nesina, ikibanayu is the difference between the two pshatim in Sia that we had before. Lamandi Omar Yesh Ravai, according to the Mandi Omar, which is Shimon HaTemani, that it means Yesh Ravai, Honami Yesh Ravai, Kedushin are typhus b'chai v'lavin, and Mamzeres Yisrael or Yisrael to a Nesina is only a Chai V'Lavin, even though I'll have to divorce her, but the Kedusha were Typhus, so therefore you're Mekayim V'Lois Elisha, and there is Knas. Lamandi Yomaru Yilakayma, but according to one who says that it's not enough that Kedusha are Typhus, but you have to be able to sustain the marriage for the rest of your life with her, Ha Ainu Rilakayma, he's going to have to divorce her, so it's not Rilakayma. If it's not Rilakayma, he's not fulfilling V'Lois Elisha. And if he can't fulfill the Laisi Elisha, there is no knas. So when we say in our Mishnah that there is knas, it must be going according to the Mandi Omer that says Sia is Havaya and Kedushin are Taifsin, Bechaive, Lavin, and therefore there is knas as well. Ask the Gemara, well, the Rabbi Akiva, the Omer, and Kedushin Taifsin, Bechaive, Lavin, my Benai, according to Rabbi Akiva, whose Shita is, we found in the vomits. As Rashi brings in Perek Acholot Daf Mem Dal and Mebeis, that Hamasa Grushasai, Rabbi Kiva says, Ein Loi Ba Kedushin, he has no Kedushin, because Kedushin are not Typhus B'chai V'Lavin, if his Grusha married someone else, there's a law for him to bring her back, and that's where Rabbi Kiva says, the Kedushin are not Typhus. And if he did go ahead and marry her, the child would be a Mamzer. So my Beinayu, now what is the difference between Rav Shimon ben Nasiya and Shimon HaTemani? So Rashi explains that this question is only on Rav Shimon ben Nasiya, because Shimon HaTemani, we find Beferish says in Yevamos, as Rashi brings down in Daf Mem Tes, he argues on Rabbi Kiva. Because Rabbi Kiva said, Ezel mamzer kol sher baser shubala yavay. Whenever there is a relationship which the Torah prohibited, the child will be a mamzer. That's the words of Rabbi Akiva. However, Shimon HaTimani said, no, it's only someone who there's a chiv chorus, b'day shemayim, that the vlad is a mamzer. And if there's no chorus, it's only a lav, the vlad is not a mamzer. So, according to Shimon HaTimani, l'shitasai, it's very good that a chayv elav, and like a nusin and a mamzer, there will be knas, because yesh ba'avaya. However, if he would learn isha ruya l'kaima, like Rav Shimon ben Menasseh, then there wouldn't be knas, because it's not ruya l'kaima. But Rav Shimon HaTimani says, I believe that v'loi seal isha means havaya, and I do have havaya. I don't agree with Rabbi Akiva that ain't kedushin taifsin. I hold a kedushin taifis, and if so, you're mekayim v'loi seal isha, and if so, there is knas. Says Rashi, the question of the Gemara by my Benayah is according to Rav Shimon ben Menasseh. Because we don't know what Rav Shimon ben Menasseh holds. It could be that Rav Shimon ben Menasseh agrees with Rabbi Akiva. We have no proof one way or the other. And that's why the Gemara is saying, if Rav Shimon ben Menasseh would hold like Rabbi Akiva, that ain't kedushin taifas b'chayv alavin, so what prompted him to say that siya means isha ruya l'kaima? Even if I learned that siya means yesh ravaya, but Rav Shimon ben Menasseh might hold like Rabbi Akiva that ain't kedushin taifas b'chayv alavin, so then even a nosan and a mamzer, there's no kedushin, and there would not be any knas. You wouldn't be able to fulfill v'loy siya l'isha havaya. So what would then have prompted Rav Shimon ben Menasseh to say, no, you need Isha Ruya L'kaima also. Even if it's only the requirement of Isha Sheyesh B'Havaya, there's no Havaya by Mamzer and Anasin. So the Gemara is asking, if you learn Ein Kedush Tarz B'Chayv Alavin, what would be the case where there would be a difference whether Yesh B'Havaya or Isha Ruya L'kaima? So the Gemara says, Ikka B'Nayu, the difference would be Amana L'kaim Gadol. And this is Rav Simoi, the son of Rav Simoi, Omer, min hakoyol. And as let's first explain the din of Almana l'kohen gadol. If a kohen gadol was ma'anis and Almana, her husband died and there was no bia with the husband, and she remains a psula, but there's an iser for the kohen gadol to marry the Almana because an Almana is prohibited to a kohen gadol. So would there be knas in this case or not? So Rav Samoy said, min hakoyel, meaning, as Rashi explains, all those who are born from a chai ve'lavin, min hakoyel ois Rav Akiva mamzerim, ein kedush tovs chai ve'lavin, and as we said, there's an equation of ein kedush tovs, then the vlad's a mamzer. Chutz mi almona l'kayin gadol, except for almona l'kayin gadol. Why is almona l'kayin gadol an exception, even though there's a lav? As it says, Amonu Grushka Lola Zoina Sela Loyikach, so there's a law. So why shouldn't there be Mamzeris according to Rabbi Akiva for Amonu Kangol? Sharei Amra Taira, because the Taira says, Loyikach, as I just quoted the Pasuk in Vayikra, Perichof Aleph, Pasuk Adalid, but in Pasuk Tezvav, it says, Veloyichal Zar Ba'amav. The following Pasuk says, Loyichal. So since there is a proximity between the Isser of Loyikach and the Einish of Veloyichal, don't make your child into a cholol if you take an almana. So I learn out chilulin hu aisem and aisem amzerin, that what will be the negative effect of a kohen gadol taking an almana? He'll make his child into a cholol, but he will not make his child into a mamzer. So that's why almana l'kohen gadol. Even if I learn en kedushin taifas b'chayv alavin, here's an exception to the rule that it will not make a mamzer, and therefore, based on the equation, there will be havaya. So this will be a chilek between, if you say you need yesh b'havaya, I do have havaya by almana l'kohen gadol. So if a kohen gadol is ma'anis and almana, he would have to pay knas, because I could be mekayim v'loy seal isha by an almana l'kohen gadol, since it only makes chilulin, and it doesn't make mamzerin, therefore kedushin is typhus, and therefore there will be knas. However, if I learn that I need ruya l'kaima, it's still not ruya l'kaima because an almana is prohibited to a kohen gadol. Ask the Gemara, and Rashi adds on that hu adin grusha l'kohen hedjit will be the same thing. Again, we will say chalulin hu oisa vein oisa mamzerin. Ufrei the Gemara, good. But I have a question according to Rabbi Yishayiv. Rabbi Yishayiv, Domer Boy, Vinitzavach al Akiva ben Yosef. Let us come and shout in protest against Akiva, Rabbi Akiva ben Yosef, Shah Yoimer. That Rabbi Akiva used to say, Kol Shein, like be a Yisrael of Vlad Mamzer. Whoever doesn't have a permitted relationship, the child is a Mamzer. So he was saying that Rabbi Akiva added many Mamzerim into Klal Yisrael. As Rashi says, the second last line, Shemar b'mamzerim b'yisrael chinim, for nothing he made mamzerim from every prohibited relationship, not only chayv mises bezdin or krisis, but even chayv alavin. Now, what was the lushan that Rabbi Yishayve stated, which proves to us what his understanding of Rabbi Akiva's shita was? He said, kol she'ein le'bi b'yisrael, it would seem, with such a sweeping, inclusive statement, that even an almana l'kohen gadol would be included as well. My benayu, if I in fact say that that's what Rabbi Yishayiv understood in Rabbi Akiva, so according to Rabbi Yishayiv's understanding of Rabbi Akiva, I'm back to the same question. My benayu, what is the chilek between Shimon HaTemani and Rabbi Shimon Menasseh? Even if I learn yesh bravaya, there's no havaya even by almana l'kohen gadol, because it's a lav, and I don't say chilul noisav ein oisav mamzerin. So then my question back is, my benayu, the more answers, it can benayu, as we turn to the Lamed Amud Aleph, chai ve'asei mitzri v'adoimi. As Rashi points out, within three generations, there's an iser to accept a ger mitzri or adoimi. As the Pasuk says, dor shlishi yovelem. The third generation of Mitzrayim can enter Klal Yisrael. So from that I learned out a lav habo mechal asay. From the asay, I learned that until the third generation, they cannot. Lav habo mechal asay has a din of an asay. So it's an easier, it's not a lav. So, and kedushin toivsim b'chayv alavin. And even almana l'kohen gadol as well. But this is a chayv asay. Chayv asay kedushin will be toivs. That'll be the nafka minute between Rabbi Shimon Menasseh and Shimon HaTemani. If you learn yesh b'avai, there's havaya by a dor sheni, for example, of a mitzri. If it's, you need ruil l'kaim, it will not be ruil l'kaim and there will not be knas. If you need havaya, there will be knas. Says the Gemara, Ha nichla Rabbi Yishayiv, ilafu ki mitamad Rabbi Samoi kasi, shapir. If Rabbi Yishayiv, when he made this sweeping statement of boy v'netzavach alakivi ben Yashar Yoimer, kol she'ein loy bi'yubi Yisrael v'lad mamzer, if he meant by saying those words, as Rashi explains, to be excluding the interpretation of Rabbi Samoi. You, Rabbi Samoi, said in Rabbi Akiva that a almana l'kohen gadol, there will be kedushin taisin. The vlad will not be a mamzer because chilulu noisav ein oisav mamzerim. So on that, Rabbi Yishayiv was trying to say, no, it's whoever doesn't have be, including an almana l'kohen gadol. So then it's very good that he was only adding, as Rashi says, chai ve'lavin dekunah. But let's say chayvi asay, that ain't a chanam, even Rabbi Akiva will be mited at Kedushin Taifsin, and therefore there will be knas. And that will be a very good nafka minute between Rav Shimon ben Menasseh and Shimon HaTemani. But if Eli Tamid Nafshe Kabar, but perhaps when Rabbi Yishayiv made his statement of Boyev and Etzavach Rabbi Akiva, he wasn't trying to exclude the interpretation of Rav Samoi, but rather he was saying his own understanding of Rabbi Akiva, which is a sweeping statement that would even include Chavi Asay. Eli Tamid Nafshe Komar, Kol Shein Lo Biyu Bishro Va Mamzer. Are you allowed to marry a Dor Sheni of a Mitzri? No. So if he's saying his own statement, then it seems to be an all-inclusive sweeping statement, not just to be Mafkiv Rabbi Samar, but to go beyond that and to say any time that you can't have a relationship with a woman, then the din is, according to Rabbi Akiva, Havlad Mamzer. And that's why Rabbi Akiva, he was upset at it. He wanted to shout and protest. Rabbi Akiva is making tremendous amount of Mamzerim and Klal Yisrael. But if that is his understanding of Rabbi Akiva, according to that understanding of Rabbi Akiva, what in fact is the difference between Shimon HaTemani and Rabbi Shimon Menasseh? Even Isha Sheyesh Bavaya, there's no Avaya, even by Chavi Asay. But Philachavi say there's no avaya. My benayu, it can benayu be'ulu l'koyim gadol. The difference will be in the case of be'ulu l'koyim gadol. So Rashi says that there is no, it's a speaking about where there's, that she's not an almana or a grusha. So there's only the assay of Besula Yikach and Veloy Bula. And the Gemara is soon going to say, why is this assay different than the assay of Mitzri, where there we would say now, according to our understanding, that Ein Kedushim Tyson. And here by this assay of Besula Yikach, and I learn at Veloy Bula Lava Bomachal assay, why over here would I say Kedushim is Tyson? We'll see that in a moment in the Gemara. But Rashi goes on to say, why are we dealing only with an assay here? There's a Lava of Zoyna. So Rashi says that here we're talking about where there was no nisuin, and there's no, it's a case of Pani HaBala Pnuya. This Bu'ula is a Pani HaBala Pnuya, and the only one who holds that she becomes a Zoyna is Rab Lazar. We don't paskin like Rab Lazar. We hold that a Zoyna is only someone who is nivellus to someone who is posel. And then Rashi adds that you have to say this case is a case of Bu'ula Shloi Kedarka, that he did the bia from the back. It was not the regular way. So concerning the halacha, is she a psula, the avera of besula yikach, that a kohen gadol has to take a psula, not a bu'ula, bia Shloi Kedarka is considered a bu'ula. He has an avera to take her. And a lav habo mechlal asay, which has a din of an asay. But legabe the halacha of knas, she will still be considered a besula. There will be knas, and this will be the case, which will be the nafgamina between Shimon HaTemani or Shimon HaManasseh. According to Shimon HaTemani, that you need isha sheyesh ba havaya. So here there will be havaya, and there will be knas. Whereas according to Shimon HaManasseh, since there is an avera here, and he has to get divorced, he cannot sustain this marriage, therefore it's not considered v'loy sealish, and there will not be knas. Ask the Gemara Maishna, why is this assay of Bu'ula L'Koin Gadol by the Biyush L'Kedarka, where L'Gabi Knas, you're saying she remains a Besula, and there is Havaya, Kedushin Artaifson, even according to Rabbi Kiva. Why is this assay different than the assay of Mitzri? By assay of Mitzri, you're going now with the thinking that even by an assay, Kol She'en Lo Biyu B'Yisrael, Havlad Mamzer, even by an assay. So why is this assay different? More answers. Davalei asay sheni shava b'koil. This asay only affects a kohen gadol, one person in the whole nation. Masha enkein the asay of mitzri and adoimi, that you can't take them before the third generation. That's noyeg, as Rashi says, b'chol akol. This is an asay that's equal to everyone. So an asay that's equal to everyone is ein kedushin taifsin. But an asay that's not shava b'koil, kedushin are taifsin. So if the criteria of aloi seal isha is havaya, there is havaya by bula l'kain gadol, and therefore there will be knas. If the criteria is efshar l'kaima, here it's also not efshar l'kaima, and therefore there will not be knas. This will be the nafgamina between Shimon HaTemani and Reb Shimon ben Menasseh.